Stick around till the end of the episode to get a special discount on a Golfos plugin by Sound Theory. I really love these guys. This is a really awesome episode. I'm looking forward to it. You can even skip to the end if you want to. If you already know you want it and you want a discount, it's 30% off discount. It's only available for 2 weeks. Please stick around to the end if you want to hear that.
One, two, three.
Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I'm your host DK, and today I have a very special guest. Sound Theory is an awesome company. Andy is one of the creators of this awesome plugin called Golfos. I know that y'all have heard me talk about this plugin a lot, and it is totally awesome. Andy, not only did he basically invent the plugin, but he's with me right now. And he's talking to us about Sound Theory as a company and well as Golfos as a company, or Golfos as a plugin. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm great, thanks.
Awesome. Today, I actually have so many questions for you. I'm just a huge fan of the plugin and how it works in a mix. And to be honest, I just kind of want to know, at first, how did you come up with the idea? What was it intended for?
Oh, well, that's a question that requires a very elaborate answer, I think.
Yes, please, yes.
I was involved with a band, and we were doing a lot of live gigs, and I was quite happy with the sound, but there was always something missing for me. And I started thinking about what that could be, because I had no way to achieve the sound that I wanted with standard EQ techniques or multiband compression, which gave me some of what I wanted, but at the same time killed a lot of the things that I like to keep. So I started thinking about that, and at the same time I was doing research on human auditory perception, and together with my business partner we've been developing this computational auditory perception model. And a few things came together, and so I started thinking about what can we do to improve sound in general? What is it that makes something sound pleasant or detailed and clear to us? And that was the starting point for the insight that led to the development of Golfos.
So it was actually, the idea came from, you said, a live show?
Well, live mixing experience mostly. I was working as a live engineer as a hobby, more or less. This wasn't for professional band or anything like that. But I'm still, you know, I'm a perfectionist, and I still wanted to get the best outcome possible. And had invested a lot of money into gear, and it just didn't work out the way I wanted. So I needed to create something myself.
That is incredible. So you had this idea, and how were you, do you write code yourself? Have you had, like, how did this happen? Did you work with, start a company with somebody else, have partners, or where did it kind of like start after that?
Well, actually that was quite late in the history of the company. When I met my business partner, David, in I think 2004, I was working as a quantum theorist at university. And David's company was buying the company I was working for on the side. And so we met, and the company I was working for was an audio company. So I was at that time developing audio algorithms too. And we started discussing physics and audio in general. And then I told him about a few ideas I had regarding the relationship of quantum theory and audio signal processing, which is more obvious than you may expect, actually. David then decided that he wants to invest some money into my private research, and we started a company called Brainstream Audio Research, which then spent over 10 years researching my perception model. And only then, when we practically had a working perception model, we had the idea of creating Golfos, and then we started Sound Theory Limited as a company that creates audio plugins. So the history of the company is quite involved and a little bit longer. Behind it is a lot of research and technology. So it's not something obvious, and it's not something that we're afraid that our competition can easily create or mimic. And I think the technology that we have developed in the past, I think it's 16 years now. Yeah, that technology is quite amazing when it comes to doing other things too. So we're not joining this machine learning bandwagon. We're actually using mathematical models that we properly understand, unlike computational machine learning models where you really don't understand anything. You just see what comes out based on your training data.
So just as a reminder, Gullfoss is an amazing plugin where, to be honest, from my perspective as an engineer, I put it on either an instrument or a bus over many instruments or whatever, and I set some parameters, and it's almost like an automatic EQ that is off of some sort of algorithm, off of some sort of, just like I would compare it to Ozone's like mastering assistant, mixing assistant thing, but in real time, much better, and without any clicks or pops or any sort of like bad artifacts, which is the craziest thing for me. And in a personal way, I use it actually on every single mix. I use it, I know for sure, on a single vocal at times. I use it on the mix bus at times. I use it all over the place in different circumstances. I honestly think, especially for mid-range heavy instruments, keys and guitar, it's almost like a cheat code. It's a little bit too easy, and it saves a lot of time for me. And it turns out that this plugin, so Andy, it turns out this has been 14 years in the works of research before it even kind of happened. And this is, I did not realize this. I thought it was something like, I knew it was advanced, but I didn't realize how advanced this was. This is actually a pretty crazy concept. How did it kind of become real at first when you thought of it a while back before you started the research company? Did you think it was going to be what it is now?
No, not at all. We actually were struggling quite a bit to find the proper application of our theoretical foundations. So we've been trying different things, like, you know, at first we thought, okay, we have to apply this model to polyphonic pitch detection and pitch manipulation. And then when we had a working prototype, Melodyne came with direct note access, and we said, okay, that market is taken. We can still do it better, but, you know, fighting for a very small niche market, that's not something we wanted to do. So we started exploring different things, and it turned out that none of them were commercially very promising. And it took a while until we had the right idea, because we wanted to have a first product with a certain impact and something that's never been done before, and that really shows how advanced our technology is, and also that shows our perfectionism and dedication to detail and ease of use. So Gullfoss was a happy accident, really. When we started working on Gullfoss, we had a completely different project that I cannot currently talk about because it's coming at a later point in the works. And this project was shelved, and Gullfoss just turned out to be so good in our own prototype experiments that we decided to make it our first product.
That is absolutely incredible. And if I'm not mistaken, Sound Theory Limited right now currently has one product, which is Gullfoss. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
And you're saying that in the future, we will see more products from Sound Theory?
Yes, absolutely. We will have some spin-offs from Gullfoss that will take the technology and focus on different aspects on it of the technology. And we will also have completely different things. The problem is with this technology that we have, the development times are not the same as for most plugin companies. You know, most plugin companies that use traditional DSP algorithms, they can create a plugin, the DSP code in a matter of months, and then wrap a user interface around it and call it a plugin. We take a lot more time. So it usually takes years to develop a proper algorithm because the technology is fresh and new and the mathematics is very complicated. And usually the biggest challenge is to get the mathematical model broken down to a bite size that a computer can chew on. So make it real time capable and ideally even so that you can use several instances at once. That was not trivial. The first prototype algorithms for Gullfoss were severely offline. That means they've been rendering several hours for samples of a few seconds. So there you can see what kind of speed up we've achieved by simplifying the algorithm, sacrificing a little bit of precision and here and there, but in overall, I think we've preserved the quality quite well. And so our plugins are very different from what you see on the market. And I think we've often been criticized for our choice of marketing and for the price point of the plugin. And I think people just don't understand that what we say on our website is really true. This is not marketing bullshit or anything like that. You know, you find a lot of that on in the plugin market. Everyone claims to have the best technology, the greatest insight, and the next revolution. But actually, the marketing material that we have on our website is extremely humble. If you'd really had a chance to look into what we're really doing.
And it was very obvious when you said that you spent over a decade just even coming up, like, this is absolutely incredible. And for me, this is, I mean, a compliment to y'all, but for me, it was so easy. It's not even a heavy processing plugin. I put it on. I knew how to use it. Like, it came out so simply and the execution was just so perfect that I can see how people like, misunderstand and think it's just another thing that, you know, but I can tell, like, it wouldn't sound good if it was just some sort of analyzer and it wouldn't execute it. Change what do you guys claim? 300 times per second. The equalizer is capable of changing its frequency response more than 300 times per second without introducing artifacts. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a challenge on its own. I mean, if you change audio that quickly, you hear it. You generate artifacts, and that's why no other dynamic EQ has a response time anywhere near that of Gullfoss. So we had to practically reinvent the EQ to do that, and we did.
So it sounded like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounded like this is not just some sort of random analyzer that fits to a specific thing. You said it was partially machine learning AI type technology where it's changing
to everything? No, that's not what we're doing. It's exactly the opposite of what we're doing. With machine learning, you always have the problem that you have to pick a data set or something that trains your model, and then the choice of data set already introduces some kind of bias or preconception about what you're wanting to do. And there's simply no way to use a neural network to learn what perception is like because you don't have any sort of ground truth. We're using a model that's based on, like I said before, quantum theory, really. I was researching quantum theory, and there's a field in quantum theory that deals with the so-called phase-space quantization of quantum theory. In particular, deformation quantization, you may want to look that up on Wikipedia afterwards. the idea is that in quantum theory, you have something that is called a momentum-position relationship that tells you where a particle is and roughly how fast it is. And in DSP or in signals, you have time and frequency. And the relationship between time and frequency and position and momentum in quantum theory is identical. It's the same concept with different labels. What we did was lift a lot of that quantum theory, heavy mathematics, extend it significantly, and then apply it to so-called time-frequency distributions. And we've mathematically described a class of time-frequency distribution that is mathematically provably complete. That means it contains all the possible time-frequency distributions that you can think of as long as they're smooth. If that doesn't tell you anything, if you look at a spectrogram, time versus frequency, and with nice colors indicating the amplitude or power at some time-frequency point, that's essentially time-frequency distribution. And there are different ways to generate that, like a sliding fast Fourier transform, for example, which is the most common way, which is something that iZotope, for example, uses, or practically any spectrum analyzer on the market.
For us, I mean, me as an engineer, which like a mixing engineer, I don't know, compared to what you guys do, I don't even know if I can call myself an engineer, but for what we do, I use the plugin a lot. And I, to be honest, it's one of those plugins where I don't know what it's doing. Your interface is showing me exactly what it's doing, but I still have no idea what it's doing. It's really simple. It's got a few parameters. And it's magic. I put it on, all my worries is gone. I know I don't have to worry about it. And I don't know exactly what it's doing, but it's doing something and it's amazing. And so my question to you is, I mean, you've probably been a part of like getting feedback and part of that as you were developing it. How have you seen different producers and engineers use it in a way that was musical for them?
It was very difficult at the beginning to find someone who was willing to give up their mindset and try something entirely new. The first feedback we had from exactly this plugin, it wasn't very different back then, was this is not useful because I cannot predict what it does, or it doesn't do what I want it to do, or something like that. So you need to really find a different mindset and a different approach to processing audio. And there are so many techniques that we haven't published yet because we don't want to confuse people in or give them too much information at the beginning. We are currently in the phase where we want everybody to try out to use the plugin in their own way. And we will produce a number of videos that show you little nifty tricks that you can use to create effects that you cannot create in any other way.
How have you seen people use it, or how have you seen, just in a musical sense, how have you seen people react to it and use it in different ways?
Most people love it on the master bus, and that's the first use application we've really promoted, because it's very simple to hear the effect there. But there are some people who say they would never use that because it's not giving them enough control or anything like that. But the vast majority of your users is incredibly happy with what it does and with the controls we are providing them.
From the interface and how well and simple the design is. Honestly, like I have a hard time. I understand where people are coming from, but me, maybe it's because I'm younger and I'm like, you know, trying to more open to try new things and whatever. But like this plugin is for you, to be honest, Andy, this is a stroke of genius from you and your team and your company. And I absolutely, absolutely recommend everyone at least try. And right now, if I'm not mistaken, Sound Theory and Gullfoss, there's a trial version for everybody to try. Is that correct?
Yes, we do have a 14 days trial. It requires an iLock account, but it doesn't require an iLock dongle. So you can just download it, register, and play along.
Yeah, which I believe through iLock Cloud, is that correct?
iLock Cloud, or we also support iLock machine activations, which is the least intrusive thing you can do.
Yeah, that is awesome. That is awesome. So it's really easy to access, 14 days of free trial, and it is, we'll call it, how do I say, from your explanation, the next level, new generation of intelligent EQ. Is that a fair way to kind of sum up? I know that it's probably almost I cannot sum up your 14 years of research and you know, the last many years.
Sounds about right.
I could. And it's amazing that everything that you've explained, this is not just a super simple throwaway. There's a plugin. I don't want to, you know, compare or anything like that, but there's a plugin from a company that is very renowned for making a lot of plugins very quickly at a very low cost. They have a plugin where it's a one knob type thing. But the idea is you put it on, and you put it on a mix bus, you put it on a track, and you slide the knob, and you don't know exactly what to do with the knob, and it's supposed to make it sound good, like the mix sound good, in quotes, right? But that is very obviously, it's doing something. It's got a specific algorithm. It's not analyzing it. It's just doing, you know, putting it into its parameters, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But this is actually generating different curves specific for that audio file. And again, really fast processing, really quick with no artifacts, no degradation of audio quality, just absolutely amazing, amazing tool that you have brought to the market. And yes, it is a different, it's like you do have to change your mindset a little bit, but it is something that honestly, the reviews that I've seen, which my friend actually recommended to me and recommended I check it out before I even tried it. At first I was like, I don't really know what's going on. The more I use it, every single day, I'm like, oh my goodness, the more grateful I am for it. It saves me time. It sounds better. And it's been an amazing experience. So thank you for your research has not gone to waste. It has been absolutely, absolutely phenomenal to be able to work with this plugin. And anybody can download it for free and use it for 14 days and tell me what you think about this. Andy and the team has been working for a very long time. It is very obvious. Please download it, try it out, check it out. And Andy, is there anything else that you'd like to say about the plugin for people that might want to try it or anything like that?
You should be open to experiment. Forget everything you know about EQing and dynamic EQing in particular, and just see what you can do with it. Just as a hint, for example, you can use the boost parameter, which is very underused by most people.
Yes, it is.
You can use that for depth staging without reverb. That's one of my most favorite uses of the plugin. So if you want to send something to the background, just lower the boost value and it will sort itself behind the other instruments.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, okay. Try it. It's really cool. And it saves you a ton of reverb that makes your mix muddy. Another thing that you might want to try if you want to use reverb, use Gullfoss on the effects return channel so that you just have the reverb tail on it. And use recover and tame to quite high values and observe how well the reverb tail fits into the mix then. This is also great use. But there are more things that we will uncover in the future, more mixing tips with Gullfoss, and I hope we will be able to produce a few videos in the near future.
Absolutely, and I will definitely be sharing them and checking them out as I'm a big fan of the plugin. I'm also every day discovering new ways to use this. I know that I'm using it for sure on the lead vocal, with just a touch of recover and tame, mostly tame. And I'm using it just a touch, even less than the vocal, even less than that, on the master bus typically. And when I use it on the vocals, I usually like do the parameters so I only do it on the mid range, let's say from like 200 to 200 hertz to like 3-5K and just the mid range. And it's beautiful because you can make it super subtle. Or you can go extreme on the parameters and make it extreme, but which I have used. I've actually had horrible sounding vocals that were not recorded right. And I'm like, I can't figure it out with a regular EQ. So I try the Gullfoss and it somehow does something that like I cannot explain. And I'm like, okay, I can work with this, you know?
Yeah.
And there's probably a lot of other uses, as you said, I've never tried the effects send or the bus. And I've never actually tried like to do what you said with where you kind of fit the instrument in with the reverb or around other instruments as well to throw an instrument back with just the Brighton or the boost knob, which is awesome. So I definitely need to try this out. And I guarantee that there's going to be more and more people as they use your plugin, find different creative ways of using it. If you have been listening to this podcast and want to purchase the plugin, I have special news for you. I was able to work out a deal with Sound Theory and am for sure officially able to give everyone who wants a 30% discount off the plugin. Okay, now there's a catch. The 30% discount is only available for 2 weeks, September 29th, 2020 till October 13th, 2020. So it's only 2 weeks, and the code is DEEKEI30. Once again, that's DEEKEI30. If you use that during checkout during the 2 weeks, you get 30% off the plugin. And honestly, it sounds like I'm kissing ass a lot on this episode, but I cannot talk this plugin enough. It's really amazing. All you have to do is plug in or do the free trial and you'll realize, yeah, this will change your life too. So again, DEEKEI30 for that 30% off discount during those 2 weeks.
1, 2, 3.
If you'd like to take advantage of my free guides and online videos, please check out links.dekmixes.com. That's links.dekeimixes.com.